From the day that the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush at the foot of Mount Horeb, the solitary life of this man of God began to change. From the mere shepherd he had been, Moses would become the great leader and lawgiver of Israel. But God's command to go to Egypt and free the Israelites from slavery was received by Moses very unwillingly. He felt he had no authority, no ability, and no convincing message to give the people. So God gave him the power to accomplish two miracles which were to authenticate his mission. If the Israelites do not pay attention, said the Lord, and if they do not believe these two signs or listen to you, then take some water from the Nile and pour it on the dry ground. The water you take from the river will become blood on the ground. Still unconvinced, Moses answered, O Lord, I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech. Who gave man his mouth, said God? Who gives him the power to see or to speak? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will help you speak, and will teach you what to say. Finding no other reason to justify his refusal, Moses exclaimed, O Lord, please send someone else to do it. Angered by his stubbornness, God finally conceded to give him a helper in the person of his brother Aaron. I know that your brother can speak well, said the Lord. He will talk to the people and be your spokesman. I will help both of you to speak, and will show you what to do. He is already on his way to meet you, and his heart will be glad when he sees you. Take this staff in your hand, so you can perform the miraculous signs with it. Moses understood at last that he had no choice but to obey God. So he went to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said to him, Let me go back to my own people in Egypt, to see if any of them are still alive. And Jethro said, Go in peace. Before Moses left, God said to him, All the men who wanted to kill you in Egypt are dead. When you are there, see that you perform before Pharaoh all the wonders I have given you the power to do. But the king will not listen, and he will not let the people go. Then say to Pharaoh, This is what the Lord says, Israel is my firstborn son. If you refuse to let him go, I will kill your firstborn son. So Moses took his wife and two boys, put them on a donkey, and started back to Egypt, and he took the staff of God in his hand. Now Moses had not circumcised one of his sons. Since the days of Abraham, every male amongst the Israelites had to be circumcised on the eighth day, as a sign that he was one of the chosen people. Not to respect the law was to break the covenant made by God with Abraham and his descendants, and this was a serious offense. Perhaps Moses had not obeyed this commandment because of his wife, who was a Midianite. Whatever the reason, the Lord threatened Moses' life at a lodging place on the way. To save her husband, Zipporah took a flint knife and circumcised her son. Then she said to Moses, Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me. And Moses' life was spared. God had already ordered Aaron to go and meet his brother in the desert. So Aaron left Egypt and went to Horeb, the mountain of God. When the two brothers met, they were filled with joy and embraced each other. Moses told Aaron everything the Lord had sent him to say and spoke of all the miraculous signs he had commanded him to perform before Pharaoh and the people. Then the two brothers went back together to Egypt. On arrival, they assembled all the elders of the Israelites, and Aaron told them everything the Lord had said to Moses. He performed the signs that God had given them for the people, and the Israelites believed. When they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had seen their misery, they bowed down before the God of their fathers and worshipped. Next episode, Pharaoh's reaction.